This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pella Corporation, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Kevin Wadley Financial Services, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Don's Heating and Cooling, and the Knoxville Police Department. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Cooperative Electric Association, Hormel Foods, Fred's Muffler Shop, Norris Automotive, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the seventh part of a 10-part program on public safety, let's go in depth with Detective Brad Metcalf with the Indianola Police Department. Detective Metcalf, what got you into law enforcement? Were you interested since you were a little boy or what?
Not so much since I was a little boy, more so when towards the end of my high school. I became interested in actually the medical field and kind of did a work study through the local ambulance service in Pleasantville and went on and got my EMT through them, and then just being on different scenes, accident scenes, medical calls, and law enforcement being around kind of got me to thinking about law enforcement and what they did, and that's what piqued my interest.
That must be interesting when you're on a call and you're at a car wreck or something. You could do either role.
Yeah, I mean, and there are times that those skills from in my EMT days do come into play, and I'm able to still utilize them. But yeah, either role does apply at times with law enforcement, being a first responder.
Because sometimes you can get there first because you don't have to gear up and you can, you know, be out anywhere and respond, and you might beat the ambulance there.
Yeah, in most cases that is what happens. You know, we're already out in the car and we might be a block away from it or, you know, very close. So, yeah, we're there first and we can assess the situation and start rendering any aid if need be.
More in depth. After this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Indianola Memorial Works, Stan Drywall, Verduft Agency, Pella Regional Health Center, DeYoung Door Service, the Pella Hy-Vee, and Wagon Wheels West. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, American Family Insurance Agent Christy Tarr, Brookwood Incorporated, Winfield Funeral Home, Jersey Freeze, PPI, and Bretto Pizza.
I continued my conversation with Detective Brad Metcalf with the Indianola Police Department. So you're a detective?
Correct.
And so what does it take to be a good detective?
I would say you have to have good listening skills. You got to be able to talk to people to find out information. You need to be able to pay attention to details, the small details. And also just be able to have the knowledge and resources in order to process a case, knowing who you need to speak to, where to go get information or find information for that particular case.
And so it seems like, you know, on many things, the range of possibilities of where you might have to go is nearly endless sometimes.
It is. With our investigations anymore, there is more evidence to be collected than what there used to be with technology. A lot of everything, almost every case would have some type of technology device involved with it because people carry cell phones and there's information on their cell phones that would give us information about where they've been, you know, locations, that sort of things. And people communicate on them all the time. And so conversations people have had in the past that may benefit, good chance that it's still out there for us to track down. So, 15 years ago, we didn't have the capabilities to really go back and grab that information. But it's just more and more as technology's evolved, there's just more information out there for us to go grab and use in our investigation or collect as evidence.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Treasured Portraits, CSI Bail Bonds, Mahaska Bottling, Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Consumer Credit of Des Moines, and Ulrich's Meat Market. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wilson's Corner, Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, Marion County Public Health, People's Bank, the Pella Police Department, Bill's Automotive Services, and Symantec.
I continued my conversation with Detective Brad Metcalf with the Indianola Police Department. Is there a standard procedure for interrogations?
Not necessarily a catch-all for all investigations. Once you've identified an individual that you want to speak to, we bring them in and try to build a rapport with them, and you just got to understand they're human too, and try to get down, let them understand that we're humans, and try to figure out what's going on with the investigation, what part they may or may not have had in it, and get to the down to the nuts and bolts of things with them.
Okay, so let's act like, there was a bank robbery, and there's some video surveillance of somebody looks like me, mm-hmm. and you bring me in. How's that interrogation gonna go?
Well, we're gonna try to identify and make sure that the person is who we're looking for. We want to try to confirm your whereabouts. Were you even in that area at the time? Was it possibly would have been you in that area or not? So there again, we go back to technology and also just speaking with you. We'd ask where you were at, of course. Were you in this area? And if you'd happen to say no, then we could try to figure out whether or not you were actually there or not through some other means.
But can you tell if, let's just say, it'd be hard for me not to tell you the truth, but can you tell when, could you tell if I was lying to you if I said, no, I wasn't there? Can you tell that from body language?
And some people, yes, you can tell by body language, not everybody. Some people are pretty good liars, they've made lied their whole life, and it's hard to pick up on those cues or signs. But at times, yeah, you can pick up on those cues and know that when somebody's not being truthful with you.
And so then what do you do?
So, we're going to continue to build the investigation by talking, trying to get more information from that individual or talking to witnesses, reviewing surveillance video. And again, the technology standpoint, we're going to subpoena records for cell phones or anything like that to try to pinpoint and break it down to put that person there and make sure that we had the right person.
So I'm here and there's my cell phone. Can you just ask to see it, or would you have to subpoena it, or would I have to agree, or what?
Yeah, we can just ask for it, and the individual is welcome to just provide that. They also have the right to say no, they don't want to. provide it. And at that point in time, we could seize the cell phone and then apply for a search warrant and then be able to search through it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by DeYarmin Automotive, Dude Fix It Mobile Mechanic, the City of Pleasantville, K&K Auto Repair, Mike's Towing, The Sign Spot, Manny's Diner, Athletico, and To Be Constructed Incorporated. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, All American Exteriors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Remax Precision in Norwalk, Von Von's Balloons, Van Manen Seedstra Meyer and Nickel, Knoxville Farm and Home, Sage Creek Realty, and Details Plus Collision Center.
I continued my conversation with Detective Brad Metcalf with the Indianola Police Department. And so is it hard to learn all of these procedures?
It does take some time, yes. When I came into investigations, there were a couple other detectives that had been doing it. So you learn the ropes from the older investigators. So
I bet the whole process has changed, maybe even quite a bit since you started your career.
Yes, it has. Yeah, I started back in 99, and the first squad car I was in didn't even have a video camera in it. Officers weren't wearing body cams. So just from that standpoint alone, things have changed a lot.
So do you think that there are things that you learned back in the day when you didn't have all that maybe new detectives might not know, different ways of asking questions or different ways of pursuing a lead?
Back then, I mean, it was a lot of building rapport with the community members, the citizens, and speaking to them. Because a lot of times when companies or businesses didn't have surveillance video, you want to know who's around that area and try to have a good relationship with them. In the case something does come up, you go visit with them. Just go talk to them. Hey, what'd you see? Have you noticed anything the last few days? So I would say, yeah, just having a more interpersonal relationship with the citizens.
I suspect in a town the size of Indianola, there's some people that are regularly, doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and you know that pool of people. Do you keep going back to those same people, or is it new people? And I guess what I'm getting at, too, is that given our proximity to Des Moines, I'm wondering if people from Des Moines come down here to do criminal activities.
Yes, we do get people from outside Indianola that do come down and commit crimes here and beat it right back up to Des Moines, but we work with Des Moines PD and the other metro agencies, and we share information with one another, and who might be a local individual that we deal with on a regular basis. The person that came down here might be a local or a frequent flyer with them too, that they have interaction with as well. So on an investigation like that, if we've identified that they're from one of those agencies, then we'll reach out to them and see what information they may have, or if they're able to identify them if we suspect that they're from their area.
Do you like watching detective shows on TV?
Oh, I don't know. I do watch them because my family watches them. So it's once in a while.
And so do you sit there and just say, hey, that wasn't going to happen that way. That's Hollywood. Do you tell your family that?
On occasion, that does happen, yes.
So what do the Hollywood shows and movies get wrong, mostly?
Well, to be honest, I don't watch a ton of television, but just some of their procedures, you know, at a scene, and, you know, it's just, it's amazing how they can just get information at their fingertips right now in those shows. It's not necessarily that way in the real world. It takes a little bit of time. You know, they can solve 5 murders in 1 hour on television, which is a tough thing to do in real life. So
my favorite ones are the guys that come in and look at the scene, and everything goes through their minds, and they figure it out instantaneously, and all the other detectives around them are befuddled. It's the sort of magical technique that they have.
No, not that I know of. I'd sure like to work with somebody like that, though.
So it doesn't happen. There isn't a mythological detective in Iowa that everybody, like Sherlock Holmes or something.
No, not that I'm aware of, anyway, okay. No.
So we just have to take all those shows with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Tell me something that we don't know, that listeners don't know about what you do, that you think we should know.
I guess I would say listeners probably don't understand or have the knowledge of how many investigations that we do overall. Everybody understands that Indianola is relatively a safe community, and that's what we strive for. But there are things going on around here that, you know, that need looked into. There are crimes being committed, and it's easy for people to not be aware of those things. Everybody's busy in their normal day-to-day lives and stuff, but we are very busy with case investigations, to the point that we've recently added extra investigators. When I first came over to investigations 5 years ago, there was just 2 detectives, myself and 1 other. We've since added a third detective and a lieutenant supervisor over the detectives as well. So we have 4 investigators now, just due to the growth of Indianola, and with growth, more problems come along.
And the best part of your job?
I would say probably the best part is after putting the time into investigating a case, you know, getting a successful conviction is probably one of the best, and in turn, I mean, that's getting justice for the victim in that instance.
Thanks to Brad Metcalf for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.